Hi, I am Dr. Dick Needleman, health reporter for 103.3 Asheville FM, with a Healthy Asheville Health Tidbit for this week. And in more local news, the Buncombe County Health and Human Services staff have recommended that certain fees for the Public Health Division should be waived to help people and businesses affected by Tropical Storm Helene. The Buncombe County Health and Human Services Board has waived fees for vaccinations for flu, COVID, Tdap for tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough, and hepatitis A for adults. Respiratory illnesses like the flu, COVID, and whooping cough can be spread by person-to-person contact indoors, especially in crowded conditions. Cuts and open wounds can become infected with tetanus by being exposed to contaminated water. Hepatitis A can be transmitted by eating or drinking contaminated food or water. Vaccination is very effective in reducing the risk of getting severely ill from these diseases. Environmental health fees for food service plan reviews for existing facilities greater than 500 square feet, renovations, and additions for facilities less than 500 square feet. All well permit fees, all self-collect water samples, and well water samples for a variety of toxic chemicals, including pesticides, herbicides, petroleum, volatile organic compounds, nitrate, and nitrites. Fees will be waived from September 27th through December 31st. Vaccinations for residents can be obtained at the immunization clinic in the Health and Buncombe County Human Services Building on 40 Cox Avenue, Asheville. Call 828-250-5096 for an appointment. Residents who wish to test their well can pick up a test kit from the Buncombe County Permits Department at 30 Valley. Wells must be disinfected prior to testing. This has been Dr. Dick Needleman with a Healthy Asheville Health Tidbit. Let's keep Asheville healthy. For questions, feedback, comments, and more, please email me at healthyasheville@ashevillefm.org. Today's health tidbit is posted on our website at www.ashevillefm.org.